when youth had led me half the race that Cupid's scourge had made me run, I looked back to meet the place from whence my weary course begun. And then I saw how my desire by guiding ill had led the way. Mine eyne, too greedy of their hire, had made me lose a better prey. For when in sighs I spent the day, and could not cloak my grief with gain, the boiling smoke did still bewray the present heat of secret flame. And when salt tears do bane my breast, where love his pleasant trains hath sown, her beauty hath the fruits oppressed, ere that the buds were sprung and blown. And when mine eyne did still pursue the flying chase of their request, their greedy looks did oft renew the hidden wound within my breast. When every look these cheeks might stain, from deadly pale to glowing red, by outward signs appeared plain, to her for help my heart was fled. But all too late love learneth me to paint all kind of colours new, to blind their eyes that else should see my speckled cheeks with Cupid's hue. And now the covert breast I claim, that worship Cupid secretly, and nourished his sacred flame, from whence no blazing sparks do fly.